welcome, Real Talk Radio. No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hand.
No matter what may come my way. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm starting today's broadcast off on this live with Dr. D edition of Make It Funny Monday with a little Kirk Franklin and inspiration, knowing that your life is not at your own, but is also in the hands of the man with the plan, the great I Am. And that's a beautiful thing. Let that comfort you even right now on another beautiful day that God has gifted us with. I want to hear from you. We're going to do a couple of things today, and we're going to do a little throwback TV theme music. We got some more sound clips. Our co-hosts and the funniest callers anywhere are all present. But listen, in addition to that, as we get ready to start this epic show, listen, feel free to call in and let's just say what you're thankful for. If you got any testimonies, just real quick. Hey man, you don't have 30, you don't have 40 minutes, you don't have 10. You got like less than a minute to call in and say what you're thankful for, if you so choose. 516-387-1299. 516-387-1299. Are you also calling later on the show to guess the theme music that we're going to play? You know how we do on Make It Funny Monday. This is Live with Dr. D. Let's go!
Let's have a discussion. Let's talk about something. Real talk radio. Ain't no funny. A church without walls or how they talk show. Real talk with the Dr. Davenport. Let's get it poppin'. Music got me hoppin'. Who you represent? Ain't no stopping. Come on, let's go. I'm in the zone. Can't get enough. Turn it
real
out.
Talk with Dr. Davenport. Real talk with Dr. Davenport. Real talk with Dr. Davenport. Monday through Friday from 10 to 12, I'm in the zone.
It is me, Dr. D. It is he, Rook City, and we're back live tag teaming one more time. Special shout out to, you can say, our third co-host and the person of Dr. Thomas from Miami, still healing. And listen, he needs our prayers. So we send you much love from everybody at the Live with Dr. D family to one of our own, Dr. Thomas. Keep him lifted in prayer. The Lord still knows, and we know God to be faithful. And so we want to send it out to him straight up just like that, because he is certainly a mainstay. We come to appreciate his life, his ministry, and certainly his time here on Live with Dr. D. Rook, my friend, it's another beautiful Monday morning, my friend. How was your weekend?
Man, my weekend was great, Doc. No complaints over here, man. But while I got the mic, Doc, I just want to say a shout-out to my man B. Smooth and Kelly Hudson, man, on a 7-year anniversary, man. That video he made, the little song, touched my heart yesterday, man. I see why y'all call him B. Smooth.
You see why you got to be the kids you got, too. But maybe we shouldn't have said that part on the air. Amen. Amen. Wow. I will say, Doc, and I'm pretty sure that, well, they listen to the show. I don't know if they're available today. Actually, you know what? They're listening now. Both of them are listening now, or the kids got their phones in school. I don't know. But, Doc, I'll say this because I know you. For you to say that and even say it live on the air, that's high praise, my friend. That's high praise. And, yeah, we wish them great continued success and love and their marriage, Doc, because, you know, marriage are under attack. But I don't want to change the theme of the show, but 7 years is a long time to do anything consistently. Hallelujah. So it is Nick. You just called that, did you? Yes, sir. It is Nick and Funny Monday, Rook City, Dr. D, back live at it, my friend. The question still was, how was your weekend?
Oh, Doc, it was great, Doc. I'm blessed to be here. Had service on yesterday. I had a great time, Doc. I have no complaints.
If you follow Rook City on social media, I'm sorry, Doc, I stepped on you. Go ahead.
I said my mouth feeling a little better, Doc. I ain't got no complaints.
Let me clean it up. If you didn't listen to Friday's show, Rook had major oral surgery at the close of last week, and that's what he means about his mouth feeling better. For those who wonder why he said that, but let's clean that up real quick. Praise Jesus. If you follow Rook on social media, Doc, I know that you appear to be very happy because you're posting pics of yourself at the church.
Oh, Doc, you know the saying we got where we say "fake it to make it." Doc, I was faking it to make it, Doc, but I, you know, I'm in the Lord's house, Doc. I ain't got no reason not to smile, Doc.
You shouldn't say fake it to make it like that, though. I mean, although you keep it real. Keep it real. That is
hilarious. Doc, I was asked to take pictures with five people we didn't know. And by me being in the church as long as I am, it was hard for me to find five people I didn't know. So the first five people that walked up to me was in my pictures.
Those are the ones that got the picture snapped. I got you. That makes sense. All right. All right, so y'all had a social media blitz. Oh, yeah, because you were okay. I got it. That makes sense. All right. Look, Doc, we're going to throw a little. I'm going to let you participate, but you can't go first, okay? I want to give the callers an opportunity to chime in on some of these. I got some vintage throwback TV themes today. Vintage. And if you saw these are going to take you back. So I'm going to let you participate in that.
Black
we're going to do that in a little. Say again.
Is it in color or in black and white? That'll let me know if I'm annoyed or not.
It's in color, man. I got no black and white TV theme music. Enter all the jokes that's going to come behind that later on in the show, I'm sure. But no, ain't no black and white stuff. What's wrong with you?
Doctor, you telling your age.
I don't know no TV shows. Telling my age. Huh? Wow. I don't know any, honestly, I don't know any TV show. Oh, yeah, you know, the Andy Griffith Show. I like that show.
Yeah.
And that started in black and white, and they went to Technicolor. Mm-hmm. That's true. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
The Long Ranger.
All right. Long I remember that show, The Long Ranger. That's true. Okay. Showing your age now, my friend. Showing your age. Listen, I want to hear what people are thankful for. Before you finish the comment, what they're thankful for as well as participating in the throwback TV thing, 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299. I know that this show appeals to a lot of different people in a lot of different areas, but we all share something that we're thankful for. You never know how your testimony may bless someone else. You ain't got 10 minutes. You got less than 1 minute to call in and say what you're thankful for. We're going to get to them in a second. Now, Rook, what were you saying?
I don't know, Doc. I was just thinking of everything I was thankful for, Doc. I'm thankful to be here to do another.
Yes, sir.
Be here Sunday morning with Dr. D, on live with Dr. D. I'm blessed, Doc. I am grateful.
Well, Doc, you know what? I'm going to echo. Yesterday was a banner day for me, and I'll go public with this. We had an epic service yesterday morning. NMC, and the Lord really, really blessed. He was just so liberal. But after that, I went to five services yesterday, and that's something I have not done in literally years. I went to five different services. Say again.
Good.
Yeah, Doc. You know, one of the blessings that, you know, our service that starts at 10 a.m., and so I was able to have service with the greatest church anywhere. We fellowship for a while, and I broke out, and I went to my home church and caught my pastor preaching, and that was a blessing. Hear the man of God stand and declare the word of God. I was blessed by that. And then I left there, and I went to the church when I first came to Christ. I went there for the men's day. I was not on program. I just wanted to show up, and I was there and saw an old friend of mine who was actually bringing the word. And enjoyed that service immensely. And then he told me that he was leaving that church and going back to his home church because they were in concert. And so I left there and went back to his church where I grew up at as well. And that was a blessing. And then I was able to make it back to my home church at 6 or 9 service. And it was in communion. So it was, Doc, I was blessed, came home, had great family time last night after all of those services. And I'm sharing all that because I'm learning more and more to be thankful for the little things, you know, the little things, Doc. Yes, sir. It's the little things, man. And for me, I needed that outing. I needed that stretch out and then to come home and just sit around with family and laugh and talk. And it was a blessing. I was totally blessed. And I woke up today. I called Pastor Candace Harris on the Guiding Light prayer line this morning. She preached an awesome word this morning. That blessed me. And then we shared with our home church, NMC, every morning we get together for prayer and stuff. We did that. So, Doc, I'm riding a high. I'm riding a high. Just had another business strategy meeting with my wife. Go ahead, Doc.
Don't let me steal your joy, Doc, but I heard you say something at the beginning of your spiel. You said you're at the best church in the world.
Yes,
I didn't
sir.
See you at my – you weren't at the best church in the world if you wasn't sitting in New Life, Doc. I mean, I love New Mission and everything, but, you know.
Well, I can respect that, you know, but you not be knowing. You know, you not be knowing. We don't hold that against you. There is no greater church that God has ever made than a folk at New Mission. I'm trying to tell you, Doc.
I ain't hating on nobody in New Mission. We got a New Life thing going on, man. We're the best church in the world, Doc.
I hear you. In God's world. But we're the best church in the world.
Okay. I'll let you slide with that. I don't believe that, but I'll just slide with that because this is live with Dr.
D. No. Here's the thing. Listen. Let's put our faith where our money is, and let's reach out and let's text different members of our church and get them to call in and let's have a New Life versus mission.
No,
who's better in God?
That's not going to work. I'll lose so bad.
Not necessarily. You
I don't
bring
have
a lot
of my
callers to this show.
So you know,
okay.
I don't have a lot of my
okay.
numbers.
Right.
So
right.
the past slash right. bishops, of course, they're going to support their man of God.
I don't want them to support the man of God. They should listen. Everybody should want to support their church. You know,
I would have a problem.
You know,
come on, New Mission, where y'all at?
Right. I know you would. I know you would. I know you would. You really would. You really would. They didn't back me up, but I hear you. But now I respect what you're saying. And can I say this? I know that New Life is everywhere.
Yes, we are.
I know that. I know
that's
that.
A catchphrase. That, okay.
Yes, sir. That's your catchphrase. I get that. I ain't mad at that. But when you're the best, you don't have to go nowhere. They come to you.
Well, they do.
So, okay. All right. Moving on. I like that, Doc. You bless my soul, man. You bless my soul. 516-387, Rookner Father Son. Listen, you may not go to New Life Family Church. You may not go to New Mission. Listen, you want to call in? They're going to be making fun. We're having fun today. Call in, give your testimony, and or shout out your church and your pastor. And if you're a pastor, and you can't shout out your church, you ought to resign. I'm put it just like that. You know, call in 516-387-1299. We're going to get the ball rolling. TV trivia up after this.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to talk to somebody. My husband is about 96 years old.
Uh-huh.
And when he died, I plan to bring him down there to y'all.
Uh-huh.
And we just want to make sure that his casket is comfortable. And we want to bring him down there and let him try out some caskets and see which one that'll look nice on him.
Okay, you all just want to come in and look at them?
I know I want him to. He wants to lay in them. And see which one feels the best to him, because he's going to be down there for a long time.
Okay, now who am I speaking with?
Bernice Williams.
Miss Williams?
Yes.
Okay, he can't lay in them, Miss Williams, but we can let him look at them.
Well, why can't he lay in them? Because, see, he got to get something that he's comfortable with. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? You think he'll down a couple of weeks?
Now, I really think so. And he wants to come down there and lay in some caskets and stuff. And, you know, I think that it'd be nice. I'm just trying to fulfill his wishes.
Okay, well, if you want to come down and look at some, and maybe you can put his hand on them and feel them and see what they feel
like. Well, what
like.
They feel like?
Well, most of them have springs in them, normally like a mattress.
No, I don't want them to bounce up out of there, because, see, when them aunts come here from out of town and they get the rock in that casket and he bounce up out of there,
mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you're going to run folks out of church.
Well, what church are you going to?
Well, we don't know, because he in between churches right now. He in between New Hope and New Pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know where we're going to have the funeral yet.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, do y'all do flowers?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
We don't do them, but we can order them for you.
Well, we want to put the family flower in the casket. Because,
on the inside of the casket?
Yes. It don't make no sense for that flower to be on the outside, then you can't smell them.
Well, you know, you can't put them on the inside of the casket. You could take a couple of them off and put in there.
We want to put all of them in there. If you take all of them off and put them in the bottom.
Well, if that's what you want to do, you can do that.
And what else do y'all put in the casket?
Nothing, just...
Because he got a little radio that he listens to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put it on gospel station and cut it on before they bury him where he can have his gospel music and things and put like a piece of water in there and some cups?
Yes, ma'am. You can put
some,
that in there if you want to.
And he loved them little Debbie Browns with the peanuts on the top. Put some of them in there. Because we just want him to be comfortable.
Do you think he's going to wake up and eat that stuff?
Well, you know, he said that when he dead and things, he, I don't know, hell. Don't start me to lie.
Okay.
I just want to put a lot of stuff in there just in case he do. Do any of them ever wake up?
No, ma'am, they don't wake up.
Well, you won't know if they're out there on the ship. Well, listen, do y'all go back and dig them up and check on them and make sure they're all intact and stuff?
No, ma'am.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
About 9 people.
Because, see, we want to look at some funerals and see how y'all work. What's the next funeral y'all having?
Wednesday.
And who is that?
Miss Crenshaw.
Lord, they didn't even tell me Miss Crenshaw did that. And then the one for my new pilgrim.
No, it's not.
Oh, which Crenshaw was this?
From Bethel Baptist.
Oh, you talking about, oh, Lord Jesus. What happened to her?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought there was the other Miss Crenshaw. I didn't, but I ain't like her anyway, because she keep up so much mess in the church. Okay, then, we going to come down in there, and y'all going to let him lay in the casket?
Yeah, you can put him in there.
Well, thank you. What's your name, sugar?
Ida.
Uh-huh. Okay, Ida.
All right.
Bye-bye.
When you got that...
Ricky Smiley from Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Rook, you want to test your casket out, man?
Oh, man, I ain't going to test the casket out, but I want some little Debbie Brownies, Doc.
What the nuts on them?
She say, "Did you go in there and check on them to make sure they still intact?"
I did not expect you to say that, Doc. I did not expect you to say that. Rick, I'm not messing with you, Doc. All right. So, hold on. We're going out to Detroit. I think I know this number. Here we go. Good morning, BL Smooth.
Good morning, Dr. D.
I knew I had it wrong. I knew it. I could never get the numbers right.
Yep.
KLQ from the 313, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. D in Rook City.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well.
That's good. I just wanted to call in and just say what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful. I just thank God for another day and for blessing me and my family. And I'm just thankful that, you know, I was able to celebrate my 7th year anniversary. And it was really truly an awesome experience. Like, I really couldn't tell you how much fun I had. And just spending time with my husband, much needed time, it blessed me. And getting to know a new side of him, you know. Like, I don't care how long you or how much you think you know a person. It's always something new to learn. So I thank God for the experience. It was awesome. It really was. And, you know, I didn't hear about any deaths today. You know, I didn't hear about anything like that going on. So I'm just thankful. I really am. And I want to give a shout-out to my church family. my pastor, Bishop Demetrius Davenport, and my first lady, Terry Davenport. We the bomb. New Mission Church. Boom.
Bomb.com.
Boom.
At first, I didn't know that was Miss Hudson, okay? I didn't even know. And then, you know, give a little shouts out at the beginning of the show, and this is what she come on and do to me? This is how she repay me? Okay.
I'm sorry.
How is that personal?
Because that was like a shot, because, you know, New Life's not going to call. So that was one of those shots. I got it. Poke, I got it.
No, what is wrong with you?
No
disrespect to Doc Smith at all. Great man of God, epic teacher, and a prototype for the young pastor. I give him that, okay? But, Doc, it is hard to argue that you're not a part of the fabric of NMC yourself, you know?
No doubt.
So, you know, again, how are you taking that personally?
Because it was directed.
You forgot.
It was directed. I know what she was doing. I know what she was doing. This.
See.
She knows what she was doing.
Yeah.
And right. I wouldn't be surprised. Listen. She's not the only call today, okay? This is going to be the only call we get. She got everybody lined up.
I want to say, if you jump on the dog, they're going to call in to defend it. They survived it. The only thing that can attack people for NMC is folks for NMC. And they can attack them from the outside. They don't go for that dog.
Who is this?
We got ourselves. We don't. Wow. That's terrible. Terrible.
Thank you.
Thanks, KLQ. We appreciate you. Happy anniversary.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. One of our esteemed callers and co-hosts extraordinaire, at least you think he is, but that's my main man, 50 grand. Brother R calling in a little early on today. Glad he can make it. Brother R, good morning, sir. How are you on this Monday morning? Brother R, you're with the background.
Hello?
Okay, Brother R.
Oh man, I'm sorry. It's like a prank call. I'm waiting on nephew Tommy to come on.
Right, we're going to Detroit. Last four digits of your number is 6097. 6097. Last four digits of your number. You're now live on the air at Dr. D in Rook City. Good morning. Who's this?
Yes, good morning, Bishop. This is Sister Wynn.
Good morning, Sister Wynn.
Yes. I was calling to give a shout out to our church and give my testimony. I'm just thankful for waking up this morning, and also my family. That includes my church family. And Lady Kel said it best: we are the bomb, and we stay on fire for the Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much for checking in. Look, thanks. Listen, it's coming. When your last name is Wynn, you know victory is your middle name, right?
Yes, sir.
Boom, there it is. Thank you for calling. God bless you.
God bless. Contact right now, okay? I'm going through my contacts right now. Let me see who I know to go to church.
There you go. Gotta call in. We're still throwing the hook. Listen, we're going to see why Rook is. Nah, y'all know Rook started this. Rook started this, okay? He know what he's doing. Don't let him fool you. 516-387. I ain't going to let you talk. 516-387-1299. The call-in number, call in. Tell us what you are thankful for. And we're going to go on to some TV theme song, throwback TV theme music. Rook, are you ready?
I'm ready, Doc.
All right. Listen, Rook, you can't go first. You can't go first. All right. This one's going to probably be the easiest one of the show. It's going to be the easiest one. Let me make sure. Yeah, it's going to be the easiest one of the show. I'm going to play this one now. And, all right. Here we go. That's a theme music. That's a theme song. 516-387-1299 is the call-in number. If you're already on the switchboard and went live already, you're going to have to hang the call back in. That would be unfair. 516-387-1299. Do you know what that song is? Do you know what song that show is from? Or should I say, do you know what show that song is from? That's how you probably say that.
I can't tell you no stories. I remember hearing that song. But I'm focused on who I can get to call in. I'm like, I'm trying to get some help.
Yeah. Well, listen. It's all right, Reverend.
I know. I'm about to attack Facebook. That's where y'all at.
But that what you do. Like, you what you say is, my folks are too busy to call in right now because they're out of vandalizing the world. That's how you do that.
Gonna lie on them now. I'm not gonna lie on them. Oh, drinking coffee for the TV. That's what they doing.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness, all the lie today. All right. I gotta go to her. She called in first. I was hoping she wasn't gonna call in. Here we go. Doc, for the third week in a row. LTD. Good morning, Lava.
Hello. Good morning. First, if I can get it all in all at once, I just want to, you know, thank God.
Wait. Before you say anything, I want to tell you that you have a very sexy voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, okay. Anonymous caller that we don't know who you are. Go ahead.
I'm thankful for today, amen, for God waking me up this morning. I'm thankful, amen, for my husband, my wonderful husband, my great pastor, and my great bishop of New Mission Church. So I just thank God for his life, amen. Now, going forward, and I hope that I got this right. I do remember the music. So I'm really kind of taking a guess at this. But I want to say Family Ties.
It was what?
Family Ties.
No, it's not
okay.
Family Ties.
I said I was guessing. I wasn't for sure.
No. I'm muting your microphone. You have literally 400 channels. Of cable TV, 400 channels. How come you don't know any TV? You know what? I'll deal with it later, but get off my phone.
You know, I don't watch TV like that. I don't watch TV like that.
This is when you was little. They only had 3 channels when you was little. 3.
I know that.
2, 4, and 7.
Okay, Webster.
You're going to try to keep guessing. No. Rook. See what you done did?
No.
You there?
He's supposed to get She's supposed to get the hint before the thing, man. You I don't know how you eating at night, Doc.
She was sitting there when I was producing the show. I wasn't paying attention. All right, we're going to we're going back to Detroit. This thing is getting out of hand here. Hold on.
Yeah, I know. Say it again, Lord.
Hold on. My left. Top. All right, I got to get these callers in order. All right, we're going back to Detroit. Last four digits of your number are 6809. 6809, you're live on the air at Dr. D. Rook City. Who's this?
Tamika, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Hey, Bishop, how are you? Good morning.
Doing well.
Good. I give an honor to God who is the head of my life, to my Bishop. I thank God for today. But as far as Rook City, hello.
Hello.
American Greatest Hill.
The who?
The theme song.
For the theme song? No, that's not it. You're in the right area, but that's not it. That's not the song.
Maybe you should play it again for him, Doc.
I will play it again. Well, Tamika, there you go. To say the name. God bless you. Thanks for calling in.
Bless
you want to give
too.
A quick testimony before you go?
Jameer started school today, so I thank God for him starting school today.
Boom. Growing up. Grandson on his way. All right. God bless you. Thanks for
bless
calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's all right. This thing is crazy. I got to talk to my son about this thing because it's keep moving. Hold on, Rook.
Don't worry, Doc. Take your time. I'm going through this list of people I got here.
Yeah, I worry about your list. I'm not going to play the theme song until I go through all the callers. That wouldn't be fair. All right, we're going to Arizona. I think we're going to Mesa, Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, if I know the number. We're going to the 520 area code. 520 area code. Oh, nope, that's the wrong one. I'm having some technical issues, and it's not the computer. It's me. So I'm having some...
You about that dinner?
520 area code. You're live on the air with Dr. D in Rook City.
Who's this? Hi, guys. This is Tamara.
Yeah.
How are you?
Tam, Arizona. Good. How are you?
What's going on?
All year.
You have. It's just been a couple months.
Very early for you in Arizona right now. What time is it in Arizona right now?
7:39.
Yeah, that's early. That's early for this foolishness that we're doing here is early. All right, Tam, what you got?
This is hard work.
And I just caught the end of it, but I want to say, was it like Silver Spoons or something?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Was it like Silver Spoons?
No, it wasn't Silver Spoons. It was not Silver Spoons. Good guess, though. Good guess.
Okay.
I got one more call to get through before I play it again. But, Tam, you got a testimony you got before while you're on air.
I'm thankful it's raining in the desert. Praise God.
All right. that's something you don't hear all the time.
I'm thankful for you guys. Hello to Lady D, and you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Rook. That's all right. All right, we're going down to back to Detroit. We just crisscrossing the country at this point. All right, hold on. 3792. Come on, thing. 3792. You're live again, Dr. D.
Yes, Bishop.
That would be growing pain. Ding, 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 ding. Growing pain.
Yay.
Kirk Cameron, Candace, something by the other. Candace Cameron was her name. And for those who don't know growing pains, Kel, as you know, the hot singer today is Robin Thicke. Right? Not Robin Thicke, but...
His father was
well, yeah, father. Yeah, Robin Thicke is the singer today. His father, Alan Thicke, played the dad on Growing Pains. Yeah. Growing Pain was the name of the show. Thanks. I knew you would bail me out. Appreciate you. God bless you.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Now, Kale Rook, that's an easy one. So that's the easiest one of the day. It gets hard after this. Thanks, Kale. Appreciate you. That's twice you called in. She called in more today. Kale, you called in more than you have since I've been on the air. God bless you. God bless you. 7 years ago. Hallelujah. God bless her. Rook?
I'm here, Doc.
Rook, are you still there? All right. 516-387-1299. If you want to get in on TV things from old trivia, that's the number you call in, 516-387-1299. Now, we're going to play some more. I'm going to play another TV theme song, and I'm going to play a comedy clip. If you want to guess at the next comedy clip, all of you that just tried, you're going to have to hang up and call back in. The only way the numbers can reset itself, I want to be fair. Of course, when I go in the order of the people that's calling in, it's only going to be fair. So I'm going to play this out clip. I'll give you a few seconds. You go ahead and hang up right now so you don't miss anything and call right back in. We're gonna play another theme song, and then a sound clip. But all right with you?
Fine with me, Doc. It's giving me time.
Doc, get out your doggone contact list. Let it go. It's over.
Hey, Doc. Well, you can tell ain't nobody liking me, Doc, because ain't nobody responding back to a text I done sent. I'm like, hey, call in.
People are busy. People are busy.
I got some Tommies on my list. I got some Tommies on my list.
Tommy from Martin. You know Tommy really didn't have a job, right?
Tommy ain't had no job. You ain't watched the show?
Yeah, I know. Martin said he didn't have a job, but Tommy did have a job. Look at it. Tommy was never broke. Tommy dressed very nice, and Tommy made his own hours.
Really?
You really don't know what profession Tommy was in?
No.
There doesn't work. You really don't know, seriously?
No. My mind's somewhere else.
Tommy was a drug dealer.
I was somewhere on the right lines. I took my medication this morning, Doc, so you got to be getting my brain.
Look, Tommy, I hope you didn't get your medication from Tommy, Doctor. Tommy was a drug dealer. I'm going to stand on that. I know I just ruined somebody's childhood, but you know what? Prove me wrong. You can't. Top of the drug deal. I'm going to stick by that. How you going to dress that nice? Cole had a job working at the doggone shipping place, and he didn't dress as good as Tommy did. You can pick that out.
But Cole lived with his mama.
And Cole lived with his mother. Cole had a straight job. He had a straight job and still at home with his mama and didn't dress as good as Tommy. Tommy didn't have no job, but he had money. Drug dealer. I'm sticking to that. All right. Next theme song. This one is, I don't know. Y'all kind of threw me with the Growing Pains one, so I don't know how you're going to react to this one. But this is a good show if you watched it. All right, Rook, here we go.
Sometimes the world looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what all this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just
get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter.
Back live in the studio for the second time, I went and played this song twice. Rook, do you know it?
No, sir. No, I watched it.
You do remember the show? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. All right. Come on, thing. All right, going back to Detroit, we're going to go to our TV guru, Kelly Q. Kel, name
yes,
that tune.
Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers. Perfect Strangers. With Balky and Larry.
Yeah.
Perfect Strangers. That was the name of the show. Good job, Kelly Q.
Thank you, Bishop.
Now, Kelly, I'll tell you, for an extra big yeah and thank you, name the time it came on.
I don't think that's fair. That was like 1,000 years ago. That's it. Three? Oh, no.
No, it came on during TGIF on ABC.
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. I don't either. So, there you go, then. It was 9 or 9:30, one of the two. 516-387. If you want to 516-387-1299. I got one more theme song for today. We're pressing time. One more theme show, theme, music from a show, throwback. You know what I'm trying to say. And we're going to go straight to it. And Kelly and Rook, I'm going to ask you again to hold off. Let's see if someone wants to call in if they can get it. Now, this one's going to be, I'm thinking, a little harder. This is probably the hardest one. That's why I'm playing it last. This is going to take you way back, way, way back. We're going to get back in the way back machine on this one. Let me find it here. All right, here we go. It's hard trying to do all this by myself. I want some help. Pray the Lord. You ain't no help. Mute your mic before you respond to that on the air. You ain't no help. Don't say nothing yet. Now you can talk, so I just mute your mic. Boom, there you go. All right, here we go.
China, never met her before. Who cares? When you drop kick your jacket as you came through the door, no one glares. But sometimes things get turned around and no one's there. All hands look out below. There's a change in the head and fall. Gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. We just might live a good life yet.
I never knew how much I could love a person.
China, never met her before. Who cares? people when you drop kicked your jacket. As you came through the door, no one glared. But sometimes things get turned around and no one's spared. All hands look out below. There's a change in the head and fall. Folks gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. We just might live a good life yet.
All right, back live in the studio. Last theme song of the day, Rook Silly Kelly Q. No one else called in, so does either one of you have the name of the show?
No.
Rook City, what about you, my friend?
I was on mute. You needed me, that's right. No, I don't watch all these shows you done played and cannot think of the name of the show.
I knew this one would be the hardest. It was about. I'm gonna give you the character. I'm gonna give you the script of the character and the name on top of your head. It was about a French butler.
Hello.
Living with an all-American
Hello?
Family.
Yeah.
No. No. That's good stuff. Mr. Belvedere. No one remember Mr. Belvedere?
Yeah, I remember Mr. Belvedere. I didn't think of that.
Mr. Belvedere was the name of the show. Yes, sir. Mr. Belvedere. Well, that was throwback TV theme music for what it was. Praise the Lord. Did you watch Mr. Belvedere KOQ?
I don't remember. I really don't. I can't lie.
That's fair. Well, if you don't remember, you don't remember. I tell you, I'll get this one for free. Rook, I was looking for a theme music for a show. Do you all remember a show called Small Wonder? She's a small wonder. That's all I remember the thing. You remember that show at all?
I watched that too.
Yeah. Okay, that might be a little before your time. Not before the 90s, so you probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, I watched
that. That's
it was before 98, so. We're not mad if you don't remember that. Kel, thanks for co-hosting for the show. I know you didn't sign up for that, but thanks for letting us take advantage of your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anything you'd like to say, Kel, before you spark this wonderful, great Make It Funny Monday show? Anything you want to say to the listeners? Or all right.
I have one, Bishop. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, she's not, Rook, you know, she's not new to radio. She was a member of the morning show.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a great collaboration of different people with all type of tomfoolery on the air every morning. Thanks, Kel. Appreciate you.
No problem, Bishop.
All right. Rook, man, we're coming down to the last few minutes of the show, Doctor. We are good for tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is Dear Rook. You getting ready, Doc? We will encourage you today. If you have some things on your mind, some problems that you need some advice on, tomorrow you can call in and share your problems on the air of Rook City, and Rook City will give you some advice, like Dear Abby, but from a male point of view, and a male point of view by the name of Rook City. And they give us good advice lately. I got to be honest with you. You really been giving us good advice. So this is not to take the place of anybody's pastor or to cheat you out of your therapist money. but just call in tomorrow at 10 a.m. For Dear Rook. That's our segment for tomorrow, along with our Real Talk topic of the day. And Wednesday and Thursday, we got some stuff planned as well, of course. But, Rook, I'll leave it to you.
Well, Doc, I got this little story before we get out of here, Doc. Doc, I'm sitting in service yesterday, and you know how the pastor walk around and be preaching while he walk around with pastors walking up and down the aisles. And I told y'all before, I get an aisle seat, so in case something jump off, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor came and stood over me, Doc, and was preaching. And I mean, he let me have it, Doc. When I say I felt the message yesterday, I actually literally felt the message. He was spitting all in my face, Doc. And it was like, I'm squinting and, you know, I'm trying to scoop, but I don't want to move, make it obvious. I'm like, Lord have mercy, why am I? They got to get the face fit. So I don't know if I should say.
Did he get the anointing?
Doc, I got the word yesterday, Doc. It was all over my face.
You got the word yesterday, Doc. But let me ask you, Doc. Let me ask you, did your pastor sound anything like this?
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Anything like that.
Hey,
Doc,
he was right on cue, but it wasn't the blood of Jesus, it was the spit of pastor. That's all he was saying.
On that note, thanks for joining us. I'm gonna uncharacteristically leave everybody with another laugh, Doc. We're gonna let the last 3 minutes of this show play out. I got a sound clip, it's gonna go a little bit overtime. But I guarantee it'll be funny. And we're going to leave you all with a sound clip, so don't get off the air yet. Of course, Nephew Tommy, you know how he do. And Doc, some folk love to have time off work. Other people don't go for that. Keep that in mind as you listen to this clip. Some folk, if they're scheduled to work, they want to work. So that being said, we're going to leave you with Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harper Morning Show. Rook, man, thank you as always for holding it down every show to all the cast of characters that make up Live with Dr. D. We're still looking to you, Dr. Thomas, man, praying for you. Kelly Q, thanks for calling in all the callers, Lady Davenport, Lady Tam. Who I missed? Somebody else I missed. All the callers that listen, thank you so much. What did you say, Rook?
You got it. You said it.
All right.
How about
boom. That's our show. We're going to leave a Nephew Tommy. And Lord say the same. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time doing it better and better. God bless you. Wait, I forgot about Tamika and Sister Wynn. They called in as well. I know I'm forgetting somebody. They called in, and I can't forget to shout out the church. I want something to take time for. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in. God bless you. All right. Nephew Tommy. So let me get this going here.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Brian.
Hi, this is Brian.
Hi, this is Alan of Human Resources of Bank.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Alan?
I'm pretty good. Listen, giving you a call. My understanding is, Brian, let me make sure I got you. What is your actual description at the job here?
Yeah, I'm a mortgage instructor at the bank. I basically take care of foreclosures, making sure people understand how to keep people out of foreclosure.
Okay. Now, it's been brought to my attention here at the Human Resources headquarters that you have been a little sick, Brian?
Wait a minute. What did you say your name was?
Alan.
Alan, it is Sunday. Do you usually call people on Sunday from HR? It's my understanding we're not even open.
No, we're not open, but we got a bit of a problem going on. Have you been under the weather lately?
Well, I have been under the weather, but what's that have to do with you calling me on a Sunday?
And I'm going to get to that. My understanding is that you've been coughing a bit at the job. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I've been coughing. There's been a lot of people coughing. What's the point of you calling me, though?
Okay, what's going on is you've been reported as doing a lot of coughing, and it's a lot of people seem to think that a lot of the employees there have turned your name in, and that's the reason why.
Whoa, man. Reported by who? What are you talking about?
Well, what's going on is we seem to think that you might have H1N1.
Nah, man, I don't have none of them alphabets, H1N1. I don't have any of that, man. Why are you calling me today telling me I got H1N1?
Well, I have to call you today because we don't want you to come in this week until we get you checked out.
Well, you know, I don't really need to be checked out, man. I'm doing just fine. All I need to do is take a little Benadryl. I am good.
Brian, I understand that. You know, a lot of people are in denial. A lot of people don't know really when they might actually carry this particular flu, H1N1. Now, what we need you to do is not come in, and unfortunately, the reason why I'm giving you a call is the big problem is that we're not going to be able to pay you this week that you're not in. But we will have you get you checked out, and we'll let you know exactly when you can come back.
You say you're not going to be able to do what now?
We're not going to be able to pay you, sir, for the week that you're up.
What you mean you're not going to be able to pay me, man? I got plenty of sick time. I should be able to get paid whether I got H1N1 or whatever you're saying I got it or not. I should be able to get paid.
Sir, I'm just a messenger. My understanding is that's the way we're doing it. If you do carry this particular flu of what's going on, we're not going to be able to pay you for the time that you're off. We will, and I don't know if we can get the vaccine in time so you can be back at work within a week. But right now, you know, at least over 40 employees have turned your name in that you're doing a lot of coughing at the job.
Hey, man, I ain't doing a whole lot of coughing, number one. And secondly, man, I'm getting paid because I'm coming in to work. I'm coming in to work.
Sir, let me explain something to you. You're not allowed into the job. Now, we don't want to see you there going against the policy that we've already selected upon.
It ain't no policy that I can't come into work, man. You done lost your mind here, man, calling me on Sunday. You said your name was Alan. What now? What's your last
name? Alan, sir, Human Resources, headquarters out of Cleveland.
Hey, I don't give headquarters my – hey, listen here, Alan. I am coming into work, and I am going to train my class as usual. Do you understand that?
Sir, you know, you don't give me the orders, okay? Now, Brian, what you need to do is pipe down and get it understood. Let's try and get you taken care of, okay? Let's try and get that cough out of your system because you know that you've been coughing at the job and you're scaring people.
Man, hey, everybody coughing, man. Everybody's scared. How are you going to single me out is what I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to work, Alan.
Off the record, I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to say this off the record. Don't bring your to the job.
Man, what kind of way is that to talk to somebody? Don't bring your to the job. You said human resources. Don't bring your. Don't we have an ethics code of conduct around there? What are you talking about? Don't bring your to work. I mean, you can't be calling nobody, cussing at nobody. These damn employees, you call them cussing. Man, you. What the hell wrong with you? What the hell is going on with this company? Hell, you done lost your mind. I tell you what, I bet you I'll be at work. Matter of fact, I'll come to Cleveland and whoop your calling me. Who the hell you think this is?
Sir, all I'm telling you is we cannot allow you into the building on tomorrow until we get you rectified that you do not have H1N1.
Sir, me, I tell you what, you better tell security they need to be on night watch because I'm going to be up in there early in the morning. Matter of fact, I'm coming an hour early, and me and my man, you better be at your desk.
And I tell you what, you're going to get your whoop if you show up at this building.
Okay, what? I wish you would try to whoop my. I tell you what, I bring my boy, me and my partner come down there. We beat your hell wrong with
we
you.
We don't need you coming up to the job contaminating everybody with H1N1 because we know you are the one that has it.
Man, I don't H1N1, man. If I had it, I'd rub that on your. What the hell wrong with you?
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
You got to say to me. I got something to say to you, though.
No, you listening to me?
Well, I ain't listening to man. You listen to me. Hell, I'm telling you, I'm coming to work.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Are you listening?
You go right ahead.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy, your co-worker.
Say, man, I'm being when I see him. Man. I'm coming out and you up, too, man. I'm way too much, man. I'm just trying to watch the Cowboys, man. Look at this. Man, hey, man, don't H1N1, man. Come on, man. Man, I was coughing a week.